So for this reason, for the mere fact that Islam is universal, geographically as well as devotionally, the Muslims should come together. For what? For the purpose of reawakening or renaissance as a direct challenge to the paganistic, Judeo-Christian, Euro-American, let me call it irresponsibility, setting the Muslim Ummah. لأن الأقيدة تحارب بالأقل. When Moshe Dayan, the former defense minister of the Zionist enclave, the one-eyed Moshe Dayan, the heartless Moshe Dayan, the blood-thirsty Moshe Dayan, caught me correctly, no apologies. When he heard a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, the day of the reckoning will not come until the Muslims were unable to fight the Jews, and a Jew will take a cover behind a tree or a stone, and the tree will say, تعال يا مسلم فإن ورائي يهوديا فقاتله. Oh, your believer, come. There is a Jew behind me, come and fight him. Moshe then said, yes, I believe that is going to be translated into a practical reality, but not with the Muslims of today that I see. What was he aiming at? A Kafiri, a non-believer, knows our weakness points. And look at what Allah has given you. This valuable thing. A Kafiri knows I have a weakness point. Because he knew the Muslims then were womanizing, were chasing, were drinking alcohol, were going to the gambling, were lying, not upright. Then what moral justification can you claim on me? Mark you, I am under question number what? Two. On why? Why is what? What is that renaissance? It has been said. Why is it said? Because all actions of the world are determined by why. I wear my cap, why? I know it's valuable. I eat, why? Because eating helps me in keeping the body and soul together. Why using my vehicle? There is an answer for that. This determines, this answers the mystery of all actions. Why? So the big why is why going back to Islamic Renaissance? Because there are ideologies today telling you Islam should be flushed out. It has outlived its usage, so to say. They have classified the Muslims into three classes. Moderate Muslims, excessive or extreme Muslims, and then terrorist Muslims. The one that is moderate is the one that can drink to please them, to please the gathering. The Muslim ready to compromise his value system should be clapped to the high heavens, because he is enlightened, he is understanding, he is progressive, he is moderate, he is the one to be welcomed. That is moderate Muslim. And wallahi, billahi, watallahi, by the time the enemies of Allah praise you, they say you are a good man, you have to question your belief in Allah. Let me refresh your memory. When King Hussein of Jordan died, may Allah have mercy on him, because he's a Muslim, But the pillars of disbelief were the people on his dead body in Amman for burial. The pillars are Arkanul Kufr, Shikashikun Kafirti. Boris Yeltsin was there, of Russia. Netanyahu was there, of Israel. Bill Clinton was there, of America. John Major was there. Pillars of disbelief. And they were forthcoming, praising him. Oh, he was a man of peace. By the time they call you man of peace, then you are at war with Allah. It's qaida. Allah says, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ وَالْهُدَى وَلَئِنْ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. They will never, 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 ever be pleased with you until you leave the way. Simple. So why Renaissance is because of this. Among others. Why? Because we want our children to grow up as Muslims. Why? Because we have been seeing Christian schools being opened and our children being converted nilly-willy to Christianity. A friend of mine told me something very, very pathetic, that in Abuja, okay, the brother asked me to acknowledge the presence of the wife of His Excellency, the Governor of the State, Hajia Asma'u Makarsi. You're welcome, madam. May Allah reward you all abundantly. Barakallahu feekum. What I'm saying, a friend of mine in Abuja told me, a Christian priest opened a school in Abuja. The school being managed by the husband as well as the wife. Both Christians. You know what? More than 80% of the pupils in the school were Muslim pupils. One day, the teacher in the school gave an assignment. The assignment was, you should go and fill your exercise books with this statement. Listen to the statement. God is my father. God is my father. God is my father. God is my father. This is the assignment. Or this was the assignment. Meant for our children. In a school where more than 80% of the members or the students were Muslims. You are giving them this assignment, not taking into consideration the civilizational sensitivity of the Muslim Ummah. One father, when he saw the assignment, he said, no, no. He's going to deal with me. So take it easy. I'm going to give you a substitute. Right. What was the substitute? He said, right, God is my creator. God is my creator. God is my what? Creator. A better substitute, you will say. But the poor boy faced music. By the time he took the assignment, the teacher saw, he said, is that what I asked you to write? He gave him beating. He tore the book into pieces. Aha, he's telling you something. You, the insensitive parents, you that are betraying Allah's trust in you, you that are proving irresponsible for what Allah has given you. Are you telling me we can build a school and they will be ready to bring their children to us? So Allah is punishing us by this because of our insensitivity. Because we don't even appreciate our value system, our civilizational sensitivity. It's never taken into covenant by us. He paid the money on timely. The children was beaten, the child was beaten. And his aqidah was given a blow. So I say, why? Because of these instances. Our campuses today are being turned on a daily basis into a kind of nudity parading ground. Forgive me if I sound harsh, but I just want to be realistic. I want to call spade spade. لا أريد أن أكون منافقا وأرى الحقيقة لا أريد أن أقول هي الحقيقة الحقيقة هي الحقيقة عباد الله لتبيننه للناس ولا تكتمونه. Say it to the people, don't hide it. The clear mind will know it's truth. And the process of correction is going to be started. I was once invited to a lecture to ABU, Engineering Faculty, I think in Samaru. I was baffled. I was flabbergasted, if you like it, by what I saw. Muslim girls, I saw them going half-nakedly. Half-nakedly. We thank Allah now there is new what? Dress code, we heard. As I was passing by, I have them speaking good Hausa, impeccable Hausa, characterizing the proverbial Jakin Kano. But by the time I finished my lecture, I was narrating, I was relating this thing I saw to the students. They said, you malam is again. They said, naga abun nagini amma kwaiko. They said, this is just minor thing you have seen. You see father bringing his daughter in the university, hiring flat for her, perfectly furnished. Allahu Akbar. Na'am. 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 The girl is grown up, with television, with cellular tape in hand, hand tape. She can reach and she can be reached. She can call and can be called. She can be contacted and she can contact. To a traffic, in the name of civilization. Then we say, among others, for these things we are seeing, there should be an Islamic what? Renaissance. What about pornographic materials in our homes today? What about irresponsible leadership in our country? Irresponsible leadership. People crying. The leaders don't even worry. The rich are growing richer. The poor is growing poorer. Allahu Akbar. Corruption. You know, when Colonel Oliver North, as an example, during Qatar administration, when he sold some weapons to the Iranian government, you know what happened? Iran Gate. That guy was almost thrown out of office. He was charged with corruption. He said, no. By the time I sold weapons to Iranian government, the profit was never connected to his own private account. Rather, out of American nationality, he sent the money, profit, to the Contra rebels fighting the government of Dr. Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua, out of nationalism. Yet, because he didn't explain well, he was almost out of office, fighting against corruption. Are we like that? What I am saying, why? Because of as well as what? Irresponsible leadership in our country. Helmut Kohl in Germany of Christian Democrat Party, he is said to be the most beneficial person to the German political system. For 14 years, it was during his tenure, the Berlin Wall was broken. The East and West Germans were unified once again. Yet, when a party member sent some contribution for the electoral campaigns of the party, he operated a different account without telling the party members, party caucus members, he was charged. He faced the music asking him, he had acted irresponsibly. To tell you what, they were very, very upright in their way of doing things. Are we like that? When Mr. Huang Huichong, Huang Huichong is a jawbreaker, the name, a deputy governor in Anhui State in China, when he was implicated, and let me throw the question to you, brothers and sisters, is the time now ripe? And is it ripened for an Islamic renaissance? Is it the time, or we shall wait? If your answer is yes, what makes that yes to be yes? If your answer is no, what makes that no to be no? Don't tell me you are in between yes and no. You are undecided. There is no manzila bain al-manzilatayn in this case. I don't have any qualm in telling you the time is overdue, long overdue. Because number one, the date is not waiting for you. You are not waiting for the time. And we can start it when I come to how to do it. But I'm telling you, yes, it is now the time, because a Muslim is supposed to worship Allah on everything. So I don't want to waste time or spend more time on this. When it is the time now. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when in 1999 Sharia implementation, for example, started in Nigeria. There were hues and cries. Nigerian Christians went out of the way, some of us calling us that we are pessimistic. We want to set the fire, I mean, the country on fire. It's going to be inflamed. But the Christians are not going to have justice. That we are insensitive. The Sharia legal system is barbaric, archaic, backward, inhuman. Things like that. And some munafiqun from the Muslim will be telling you, yeah, it's true. Nigeria is a secular geopolitical entity. What do you mean by that? When Sunday is a work-free day for the Christian, when Saturday is meant for the Jews, and there are no Jews in Nigeria, when Gregorian calendar, which is Christian purely, is recognized by the government of the state, no government in Nigeria recognizes our Islamic calendar as a way of counting. I stand to be challenged, I stand to be corrected. But I'm telling what I know. I know, like in Kano, we there in Kano, alhamdulillah, when the governor is something, he first makes reference to Islamic calendar. 13th of Ramadan, and I know also in some parts, I don't know of other places. So why not now? You are telling me Nigeria is a secular geopolitical, what do you mean? When cost, which is purely Christian, is recognized by the government in the center and the periphery. Close is an abuse of Allah. It's a blasphemous expression. Allah says, responding to the Jews, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Allah says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ, and their statement, arrogantly, meaning the Jews, إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ, we have killed the Messiah, عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ, Isa, son of Mary, Rasulullah, Allah's messenger. Then Allah says in response, وَمَا قَتَلُهُ, they have neither killed him, وَمَا صَلَبُهُ, nor crucified him, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ. Look at it. Allah denies Jesus being crucified or being killed. That is why it is laughable, very, very comical, to come across a Muslim brother, he tells you, we are in 2005 AD. AD. What is AD? Shall I ask you, what is AD? No. You can talk now. Talk. What is AD? After? There you are. Who tells you AD means after death? When the Quran is saying he never died. You can see, you are even contradicting your value system, unknowingly, ignorantly, and claiming to be educated. What a paradox. AD does not mean after death. even the authors of the expression or the concoctors do not mean AD stand for after day. It means Anno Domini. It's a Roman expression meaning in the year of our Lord. That is grouping number one. Number two, let's take it for the sake of argument, it is after. Then we ask you, whose day? So Jesus day. Then Allah says, no. What I'm only emphasizing here, Allah denies the idea of Jesus being crucified, yet it is imposed upon the Muslim of Nigeria and other Muslims. When Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i, may Allah be pleased with him, he came to the Prophet Muhammad wanting to become a Muslim. He was a Christian then. As he was approaching the Prophet in the mosque, the Prophet saw him with a big golden cross dangling in his chest. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, "Alqi anka dhaka al-wathan," throw away that idol, throw it away. But now you have closed all of our government hospitals in Kaduna State, in Kano, everywhere. What business have you got with cross? It represents what? Blasphemy. So why not now? Why not now? Islamic Renaissance, I'm asking you. Alhamdulillah, there is a German orientation system in Kano called Adidi Tasawwuf. Alhamdulillah, I'm just telling you this. I told the brother in charge, Dr. Bala Muhammad, I said, "Bala, why is it that all the hospitals in Kano you have cross written? Why? Change it." And Alhamdulillah, they have responded positively. Removed. What I'm saying, why not now? And for any doubting promise, cherishing the view that Nigeria is a secular geopolitical entity, I want to ask him a kind of a counter question. How secular is secular? How secular is Nigerian secularism? Well, like I was telling you, Sunday is a work-free day. Cross is recognized. Gregorian calendar imposed on the Catholic world by Pope Gregory in 1582 is used by our government. The Anglican Church never recognized Gregorian calendar until after some 200 years back in 1782. We are the people that should even deny it. But I am saying, if really the country is secular, why are you tilting to one part of the religion? Why don't you use the two calendars simultaneously? Impossible? It's not impossible. So why not now, Islamic Renaissance? Why not now? The legal system we go and study in our universities is purely Christian. Not me saying this. Lord Finlay studied. Lord Fermor studied. He said in a case, Bowman versus the secular society. He said, an English common law is purely Christian. But I am compelled, but I am coerced to go and study it. My sister removed her hijab during the Lord dinner. She's almost half naked. You have to eat with left hand, not right hand. They tell you, eating with left hand is professionally unethical. Ah, Allahu Akbar. It is professionally unethical to eat with your right hand. Okay, shall I do that? The Prophet Muhammad is teaching you an ass with your right hand. And you are saying, no, it is professionally unethical. Allahu al-musta'an. So why not now? Why not now? Then why? So far, how many questions have I thrown? What? What? Why? When? Question number four, why? In Nigeria? then I tell you, you are being myopic if you zero it to Nigeria only. Because our idea of Islamic Renaissance is universal in thought, or universal in everything. Because like I told you, the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is universal geographically as well as what? Devotionally. Unlike the message of other prophets. Prophet Musa was sent only to Banu Israel. Jesus Christ was only sent to Israelites. The lost sheep of the house of Israel is, as in the book of St. Matthew, to which people ask thou sent. I am not sent, but only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like you heard, Allah sent for the whole world. In Surah Al-A'raf, Surah 7, Ayah 158, Allah says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Declare, O ye people, I am Allah's messenger to all of you. You all. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 107, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. At the source of mercy for the whole world. In Surah Al-Salah, you have had it. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَظِيرًا. So why? But we have to look at Nigeria being our birthplace. We love our country. We pray for our country. We wish good for this very country, our fatherland. Here we live. Here we study. And maybe there are chances of our even dying here. Allahu A'lam. Because وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. But it should be realistic. This country called Nigeria is a colonial coinage. The name given to it by Mrs. Flora Shaw, known as Lady Lugard later. Lady Lugard. Who is Lugard? It's a colonial administrator. He came from West Indies after finishing his services there for the British government to come to Nigeria from 1912, and he started his processes of amalgamation. Amalgamating the northern and southern what project first. Our sources have it this. This lady, Flora Shaw, said, well, the country should be called Nigeria from being near Niger area. Niger area. Because Niger River was discovered, they say, by Mongol Pap. So they have the idea. They have the perception of this very area. So Nigerians are now agitating that no, the name should no longer be Nigeria, but it should be Wazobia. Okay. Because Wa means Wa. Zo means Zo. Bia means Bia. So you have Wazobia. Some says, comically of course, it should be Nairania. That is out of place. But all we are saying, the name of the country is Nigeria. But I want to tell you, this very country, Nigeria, has been independent in 1960. I was once in Lagos. Let me tell you this. TBS, Tafa Balewa Square, last week for an assignment. I went to the Roman Catholic Church, headquarters there, in collaboration with a friend of mine. I said, look, we are looking for so and so. He gave us a paper that contained the plans of the Christians on how they are going to treat the Muslims in Nigeria come 1960. The paper, the time was, or the year was 1957. Dated 1957. Report and fact. That is how we are going to deal with the Muslims in Nigeria by the time we arrive at independence by 1960. Among the evil plans, evil machinations, how we are going to be pushed back educationally. Look at what's happening today. So when I say where, I mean our country. The most populous black nation in the whole of the world. Blessing with so many resources. And relatively safe from natural